Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And instead of Professor Plum, we've welcomed back Terry Keyes. I'm Johnny Dean here with you, back with yet another hour of the best in money information, more with the Brain Trust. More of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Terry Keyes, hey, you had your hourly contract renewed. Did you know that? You're on an hour-by-hour basis here.
Yes, and I believe after this hour, I'll have four more hours.
Four more obligated hours, exactly. Right.
What I do is, for everybody, I step outside, and then I wait outside the door. They lock me out, and then if they open the door, that means I've been granted another hour.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's sort of like the guy at the, you know, remember when Dorothy and the characters arrived at the Emerald City?
Mm-hmm.
There's the guy that opens
outside
the door
yeah.
and says, "Can't you even read the sign?"
Yeah, yeah.
That's us with you.
It's kind of nerve-wracking. You have to sit out there and see if you guys open the door.
He's out there pacing the hallway.
You have like a phone, you get a call in, like a bullpen. They says, "Yeah, let him in. We need him for another hour."
That's exactly what it is. It's nerve-wracking. It's awful. But anyway, he's here this hour once again in our spacious but humble studios. We got answers to more of your money questions coming up in just a moment or two. And right now, your opportunity awaits to take part in the show. Our lines are open. You give us a call. 877-PLANNER. That's it. PLANNER. 877-752-6637. Brain Trust in the form of Terry Keyes standing by. So right now, of course, is a great time to get on board at the top of the hour. You can also get in touch with us via our email system. You go to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page, and we're going to get your emails here in the studio. We'll get to those in just a couple of moments. Wealth education, that's our main goal. That's our focus on the show. You can get in touch with the Brain Trust both on the air and off the air if you want to set up a face-to-face meeting with a Lucia Capital Group advisor, such as Terry Keyes or Professor Rick Plum. If you want to schedule an appointment or you just have a question, whatever, that needs to be answered, you can call Terry or the professor or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150. Your individual goals and needs require a financial plan that is uniquely tailored to you. So again, talk to any of them. At the off-air number, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I don't do this very often, but you keep track of this stuff, Terry. Very slowly or quietly, perhaps, the market has kind of come back. You remember...
Inch at a time here.
First of the year through February, things just seemed really gloomy. We talked about going into correction territory. We talked about going into bear market territory. Maybe 2016 was it. And what happened?
We slowly rebounded. So here's where we sit today. The all-time Dow Jones Industrial High was 18,311, roughly, in February of 2015, last year.
So right? Over a year ago.
It was at 18,003. That's the highest the Dow's ever been, the all-time high. And we sit here today 25 points from Dow 18,000.
And after that, it's only a short little jump. A
couple 300 points to get there. Now, the broader index, the S&P 500, because obviously it's 500 stocks instead of 30,
yes, yeah.
The all-time high was May of last year at 2,111.
2,111.
And it's at 2,090 as we speak.
Hmm.
So less than 121 points approximately off its high. So about 300 something off the Dow high and 100 something off the S&P high of all time.
Yeah. Now, I of course,
now with all that said,
yeah, but
that leads people, if they're watching the news today or whatever and hear all that, say, hey, things are going pretty good. I mean, people are confident. That's why they're investing, right? If people invest, they're confident. Doesn't usually mean the economy may be getting better, unemployment's
better. Or they have nowhere else to put their money.
Interest rates are low.
But yeah.
So we've been reading and little bits and pieces. I love it how these economic indicators come out that the economists use. Well, I was reading one today, and it basically the headline grabbed my attention, so I read the article.
Yeah.
It said, maybe the economy's not recovering, and here's why. Something called capacity utilization. Capacity utilization.
This is not like that flux capacitor thing we heard so much about.
No, that's what got us back in time. But this one... This one is an indicator they've used for years, and it's the capacity that the factories in the United States are running at. And if they're running at the factor of 100, that means they're 100% utilizing the factories, and that means they have orders in advance, and they're making materials.
They're running at full speed.
They're running at full speed ahead. November of 2014 was the last time we had a high, or the last high of capacity utilization, a number of 80 is pretty good.
They're running 80% capacity.
Approximately.
Yeah.
It's been consistently down quarter in, quarter out since 2014. The capacity utilization rate for the United States factory sits at 74.8 today.
And
so there's an indicator that says factories don't have orders. They have less orders now than they had in 2014.
All right, so people are going to say, well, then why in the world are we only, 314 or whatever points away from an all-time high on the Dow? And why in the world are we only 100-something points away from an all-time high on the S&P? None of this makes sense, Terry Keith.
Well, I've always said the market has nothing to do with any of the of real facts. It's emotional, and people are obviously very comfortable.
It's emotional, and it's computer-driven in many cases. Mm-hmm. It's based on
They do all these fear measurements. You ever see all these fear measurements?
Yes, I've seen those, yes. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
There's no fear right now.
They're taking something that should be completely rational and moving it into the emotional side, and it's all momentum driven and all that stuff. It's no wonder people who try to time the market lose money. S&P 500, by the way, this out of BTN Research. By the way, 877 Planner. We'll take your calls. 877
BTN, by the way, stands for by the numbers.
By the numbers. BTN Research, and we thank them for this. They sent us some really good stuff. S&P 500 had a positive first quarter on a total return basis in 18 of the 25 years between 1991 and 2015. All right. Now, in 16 of the 18 years, the entire calendar year produced a gain. Only 2 years, and it was 2000 and 2002, had a positive first quarter and a negative calendar year. Now,
that's a good indicator.
It is. S&P 500 was up 1.35% for the first quarter of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly, historical figures have no bearing on what's going to happen in the future.
No, but of the 18 times it happened, 16 of them ended up being positive years. So that's momentum. If you get off to a good start, it's like a race.
Yes.
You got out front, you can stay out front maybe.
And we had a horrible start to the year, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, you mentioned S&P 500, what did you say? It was May of 2015,
mm-hmm.
last time it set.
2111.
At 2111. So as of today, it's been 333 calendar days since the S&P 500 last set an all-time closing high. It was actually May 21st of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
In the 333 calendar days prior to that date, the S&P 500 set 40 all-time closing highs. So it set 40 of them for the nearly almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then since the year plus, 14 months, a little over 14 months, it hasn't set a single.
We haven't revisited it yet.
No. Now, of course, that number's a little bit skewed.
It's only been 11 months because we're in April now. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Oh, right. I was thinking of Dow. You're right. But even so, in those 330 days, you haven't set one. That doesn't necessarily mean anything because when you set one record high, all you have to do is be 1 point higher.
And another record high.
And then another
one
record
point
high.
The next day. You go seven. You could set seven records in 7 days.
And be totally flat for that entire week. Couldn't you?
Yep.
Okay, 877 plan. I'm going to get to a couple of emails here before we get to the phone calls. We got some lines open. 877-752-6637. This one is Bobby in Texas. My wife and I are both 58. My income for 2015 was $170,000. I participate in a retirement plan at work. She's a stay-at-home mom. Can we deduct her 2015 IRA of $6,500? Thanks.
So the fact is they're both 58, doesn't really matter. My income versus 170,000. So now we get to these phase-out issues, John, that you and I talked about during a break. And he participates in a plan at work, okay?
But she does not.
She does not.
Right, exactly.
So can they deduct her? Can she, it would be called a spousal IRA, can she do a spousal IRA is what they're asking.
Exactly. And the answer, of course, is that she can because she does not participate in a retirement plan at work. Now, the fact that she doesn't allows her to participate, and the phase-outs, Terry, I think you said this last week, the phase-outs are different in this particular case. If both the husband and the wife, if both spouses participate in a plan at work, there is a phase-out starting at 94,000, I believe.
It's in the 90s, yeah.
It's in the 90s, and it runs about $20,000 to about 118, something like that. After that point, they can no longer contribute to a deductible IRA.
But if only one of the spouses participates in a retirement plan, the phase-out
starts at $184,000, which is the same as a Roth IRA for married people. Phases out at $194,000. Bobby Terry Keys is at the $170,000 income. I assume because that's married filing jointly. I'm making that assumption here.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming they do too because he doesn't say any different there. We know she doesn't work, so that's his income.
Exactly. So the answer, Terry Keys, can they deduct her? This is her 2015 IRA of $6,500?
Yes, and they should.
The answer is yes, and they probably should given that income.
He should max out his $24,000, assuming it's a 401k has at work.
Mm-hmm.
He should max out his $24,000. Hopefully he gets a match. I don't know if he does or doesn't. And then she should throw in her $6,500. So at a minimum, they can put away $30,500 for 2015.
Yes, if they can. And once again, this is more of a tax thing than anything else. Given the income of $170,000 for Bobby, probably a good idea to lower some of that if possible, right?
Exactly.
Now, are we running out of time for them to be able to contribute to a deductible IRA for 2015?
Today.
Today is it. Today's the last day, folks.
Today.
Your tax, the date of the due date of your tax return. Okay, we've got more coming up. Room on the phones. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Lines open. Johnny Dean, Terry Keys from Lucia Capital Group. Email still to come as well. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show.
Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Is this a hurricane song, Terry Keyes?
I.
It almost sounds like one. Johnny Dean with Terry Keyes, Bucket Strategy Investing. He's here with us for the next couple of days. We welcome back Terry Keyes. What do you got a frowny face on?
Well, who's picking that music? What is that?
Well, we play this song on occasion.
You do?
Yes, yeah. And I don't pick the music anymore, but, you know, if it's a good song, I'll try to take some credit. If you don't like it, then, you know, mm-hmm. I won't take any credit for it at all. How's that?
All right.
877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We do have some room on the phones, but we do want to get back to the calls. Got some more emails to get to as well. If you want to get on board, do so right now, because we've only got the Brain Trust for a couple of more segments today. All right, let's move along, Terry Keyes, back to Phoenix. We're going to Don. Hi, Don.
Hello there.
What's up?
Well, I contributed to my company 401k, and I maxed it out at, I'm over 50, I'm actually 59, and I contributed the max amount, which is 24,000 or so, mm-hmm. and the company didn't meet its test, and I got money back, and I guess I get 1099'd on that next year. What can I do to kind of sock more money away if I can't put the maximum contribution in the 401k?
All right. So, how much of your $24,000 did they say you exceeded the test by?
I got about $10,000 and change back.
All right. So the good news is, you were allowed to do at least $14,000 in the 401k. That's not bad. And the money
right.
and the money you got come back because it was originally taken out pre-tax. Will come back to you in the form of income. You're absolutely like correct. So now the next question is, do you meet any of the phase out limits to be able to do an IRA? What's your total income?
Well, mine's probably in the 125 area. My wife works. She makes probably 50.
Okay, so you got about 170 combined. Does your wife have a qualified plan at work?
She's a teacher, so she's got a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's you make too much for the deductible.
Well, they're close.
Right? Well, but you have one. Don, does this mean you still have your 401k at your company?
Yes.
Yeah, but he got maxed out at 14 grand because of
right, exactly.
The top heavy
testing. So you're both participating in retirement plans at your work, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So they're going to exceed the phase out limits.
Because, phase out. Yeah. We're 90.
Yeah, you're way above those. So the final idea is the super Roth, basically, you know. But it's not going to give you a tax deduction. It's just going to give you the ability to put money. If you just want to save money for retirement, there's a way you can do it, Don, by contributing to a non-deductible IRA and then converting it to a Roth, but you have to make sure you have no other IRAs anywhere else. Do you have any other IRAs anywhere else?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some money, old rollovers and stuff. I put some in a Schwab, and then I've got this one.
You'd have to convert those to Roth first in order to do the super Roth idea. So there really isn't anything else you can do tax deductible wise.
Okay.
Or pre-tax, the fact that your wife's doing it and you're doing it is good, but really there's nothing else as qualified plans that you can do.
Does she max out her 403B, or where is she on that?
I don't think she does yet. Mm-hmm. She had talked about maybe trying to put that, you know, put money into hers, roll that into hers, and, you know, get her 401K bumped up.
I just assumed because of your question she was already doing that. So,
well, that was my question. You know, I guess she could do that.
Oh, absolutely.
I could do.
Okay. Yeah, it's the old what yours is hers and what hers is yours. It's family money between the two of you, and you want to make sure that both of you are maxing out your plans at work, 401s and 403s. So you're maxing yours out, we know. And you know what? And probably historically, at least my historical knowledge of this is if your plan is maxing out this year, it's probably going to max out again next year. It's probably going to, unless something dramatic changes at your company, you just have too many people making more money and not enough people making less money, basically.
That's kind of the problem.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, get your wife's 403B, and there's probably some more stuff we can do for you off the air. So make sure we have your information. We have a great office in.
Yeah, hold on. Phoenix. I can have you sure talk to Aura again if you want. Yeah. Stick around, Don. We can maybe at least give you some basic structure of
the
plan.
Yeah. Now, and thanks for the call, Don. We'll let Don go. But once you've done this, that doesn't mean you're done. That just maxed out your 401k contribution and your wife's 403B. Now, at 59 years old, what does my strategy need to look like? I'm going to assume his wife is similar age, and if she is, then it's time to start preparing what my strategy is going to look like for 66, 67, 60, whatever the year is. You know?
Yeah, okay. Now, also, he mentioned his company didn't meet the test. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, they have these top-heavy tests, qualified plans due for
401ks. They have to be fair.
They have to be fair to everybody, so you can't just start this company where you and I make $1 million each, we don't hire anybody else, and we max out our 401ks, okay? So, and you have to offer them to everybody when you offer certain types of plans.
You offer them to all the employees.
Yeah. So what's happening at his plan, and it happens, is it's a type of business, probably consulting or I'm just guessing at this point, but it's a type of business where, they don't need a lot of lower level employees. They can bill whatever they do. They're maybe engineers, maybe architects, maybe accountants. Well,
right.
Accountants, I guess. But yeah, so, and that happens. It's just it gets tested. Every plan is actuarially tested, and if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, and what he did was he had put the full amount, 59.
There's no downside to putting it in. The worst case scenario is what happens is they come back to you and say, we got to give some of it back to you.
Right.
And there's no penalty. There's nothing else.
No. Now, it does, when it comes back to you, it is going to be
tax
1099.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to give it to you. You say you deducted this. It wasn't supposed to be taken out. There's no penalty, but we're going to have to give it back to you and count this as income.
He said 1099. If he's a W-2 employee, it should just come back on your W-2 the following year, I would think, because it's employment income that was taken out pre-tax. It's got to come back to you the way it should have come to you originally.
Yeah, I don't know actually how that works. It doesn't come up a whole lot where they actually have to reverse
I don't know
that.
Either. But
there's a procedure that they have
My assumption is it comes back in the form. I think he might have just said the word 1099. I think it comes back in, if he's a W-2 employee, I think it comes back on your regular payroll.
Okay, so as far as what we've had a couple of calls today from people wanting to lower their tax bill, maybe not necessarily for last year, it could be a little bit late for that. For people who are looking at their tax bill, they say, you know what, I wound up paying too much in taxes last year.
Look at all your options. If you have a 401k and didn't max it, go there first.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a 401k last year and you did not max it out, well, then go there first. It's going to lower your taxable income.
Or if you can't maybe max it out, at least put in
more. Add another 200, another 300, whatever the number per month is. And then after that, take a look at a deductible IRA if you want. Take a look at a Roth. But you should plan your savings in advance, not in arrears.
What do you think about the idea of maybe just taking your contributions up maybe 1%? Because some people say, well, I would love to contribute more, but doggone it. I mean, I don't have enough leftover money.
If you make 100 grand a year, 1%, yes, that's $1,000 a year. But if you make $30,000 a year and you're telling me to take it up 1%, it's not enough to make a difference, John.
And here you go again.
Well, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying it.
No, I understand. But
you should probably try to save money in at least $100 increments per month.
Yes. Now, if you're making $30,000 and there's no company match on a 401k, does it make sense necessarily for you to be putting money into your 401k before, say, your Roth? Maybe it does. I don't know.
It depends on your age. If you're younger, you're not paying any taxes really at $30,000 a year, so I'd try to get you to put as much as I could into a Roth. Not looking for a tax deduction.
Well, that's the thing. If they offer a 401k.
I'm going to guess one of my daughters makes about that right now. She's in retail. She's just 22 years old.
Yeah.
And she gets basically everything that's withheld from her paycheck, she pretty much gets back in a refund because she's almost in a zero tax bracket.
Yeah, yeah.
In today's world, believe it or not, $24,000, once you take your standard deduction and your personal exemption.
Yeah. Well, that's almost
nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's like that's 10 grand off the top right there. A little bit more than $10,000. Not even taxed. Okay, 877-PLANNER. More of your calls, more of your emails, a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, sitting in for Professor Rick Plum today on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, and learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Bonat today. Terry Keyes is joining. I feel like I should call you Professor because you're acting in his stead today and tomorrow and Wednesday. We got you quite a bit this week. And Professor will be back here in studio Thursday and Friday. And you can also meet Professor Plum and usually Terry Keyes, but not at this particular workshop that's coming up a week from Saturday. That's at the end of April, April 30th. If you're listening in Santa Clara, California, home to the San Francisco 49ers, Terry Keyes.
Of course. Everybody knows that, John.
Everybody knows that.
Levi's Stadium.
Levi's Stadium, exactly. He had said last hour, accidentally, and I know because you know the area well, you had said Giants, but because baseball's on your mind.
Well, because the Giants were on my mind. We played the Dodgers in L.A. all weekend. It was a tough series.
Tough series because the Dodgers beat you, is what you're
saying.
Well,
we won one, they won two.
Okay, well, that's losing. That's what that is. Anyway, you can join the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, and our local advisor there, John Ellis, who's going to be sitting in for you during that particular, it's one of the few that Terry isn't able to attend, but that'll be in Santa Clara. Give us the location again.
The 101, Highway 101, Santa Clara, Great America Parkway. I can't remember
if they
changed
the name. Well, call it that because
that's what everybody knows it as anyway. Right, yes. Right, the Marriott Hotel right there. It's right off the freeway, just a half a mile.
Okay, well, okay, you could learn all about retirement income strategies. They talk all the time about how people's income is affected by different things like taxes. You don't always think about this when you're retired.
No cost, no obligation, starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Register at wealthed.com.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Oh, and by the way, you can ask your questions, too, at the end. They reserve at least a half hour or so, I think, isn't it? Or so for questions and answers. And everybody always has questions.
Yeah,
Everybody always has questions.
Yeah, we always end with at least 20 or 30 minutes of individual questions.
Exactly.
Regarding individual situations.
Sign up at wealthed.com. By the way, it's all free, too. It's all free. Meet the Brain Trust. Get your questions answered just like you can on this show, except in a whole lot more depth, which they can do when they meet with you in person. Wealthed.com, April 30th, Santa Clara, California. All right, 877-PLANNER. We do have some lines open. 877-752-6637. Here's something we had. I had a note from somebody who had said that last week when we were talking, Terry Keyes, you and I, about long-term care, we didn't address the high cost of the policies. We had said we were going to talk a little bit about that. So I have a couple of minutes here. Terry, is it true that even the insurance industry recognizes that these policies for long-term care are actually perhaps a little too pricey for many, if not most people?
Yeah, I mean, and it's just how it evolved over the years that as these insurance companies began to price the products and get them out to the consumers. 25 years ago, they thought they had it right. 20 years ago, 15, and even as many, you know, as this last several years, they've had to increase the actual cost to existing policyholders in order to make them feasible for the insurance company so that they don't lose money. And the bottom line is, the number of people that were going to have some type of a claim and how long they were staying and what the cost was were all more than they anticipated originally.
So they underestimated the number of people that would have claims? They underestimated what? The cost of the actual care itself? What's the deal here?
Yeah, and originally one of the things that really hurt them, the original series of policies, it was very common to be able to buy a lifetime benefit. In other words, you could buy a benefit that was unlimited. Insurance companies didn't know when they did that.
So you go into a nursing home or you need some type of care, and it winds up being 10, 12 years in some, which is longer than obviously.
And that's all gone. You can't buy a lifetime benefit anymore. Like 3 or 4 or 5 years are about the limits. You can buy, you know, a 5 or 6 year policy would be the high end.
Now, what a lot of people don't know, I think, Terry, about these policies is that the insurance companies can, unlike somebody's individual life insurance contract over a level term period, they can actually get together and, if they need to, they can raise everybody's premiums for these long-term care policies across the board, right?
Yeah, they can file, and if the insurance commissioner, if they can prove to the insurance commissioners in the states where they file, that they have to increase the price across the board. They don't pick on any one in their person. It's usually a whole policy series.
Right.
They can file, and they have, and they will, and they have gotten approval to raise the rates.
So what can the person do? You know, we talk about the importance of having some kind of plan for health care as you get older. The way things are right now, of course, government says you guys are totally on your own. We're not going to help you at all. So as far as, you know, Medicare doesn't cover the cost of nursing home, convalescence, and all that kind of stuff. They'll cover the hospital stuff. You can buy riders, or not buy riders, but you can Medicare Part B will cover certain things in D. But what it doesn't cover is if you got to go into a nursing home for whatever it is, you know, a couple of years, it could eat into your savings. So the importance of having some kind of plan is there. But when you look at this, you say, well, I can't afford that. What, are people stuck?
Yeah. Basically, now they're stuck because, I mean, the average couple that saves $400,000 or $500,000 for retirement in America can't afford to buy a long-term care policy anymore. We've come to a point now today where they're too expensive.
Okay, so the insurance company has recognized this, but they can't just say, "Well, you know, we're giving up on this." I mean, they've become creative in ways that can make some of these policies more affordable. And I think that's where they wanted us to go when they asked us this question last week about the high cost of these policies, Terry.
Yeah, so what the insurance industry is doing is coming up with some more creative ideas to at least allow you to have some coverage. It's the same thing that we're all going to end up doing with our health insurance. I mean, it's getting to a point now with the fact that the insurance companies, just regular health insurance, have to insure everybody. No matter what, whether they're healthy or not, which they never had to before,
right.
Well, that's all getting passed along to us now. The insurance company can't eat it.
Right.
So what used to cost $600 a month for your family for health insurance is now going to be $1,200, $2,000, John.
Well, and that's true even for people, you know, that's true even for people who are making, you know, 25, 30 grand a year.
So it may be we all end up on huge, huge deductible plans where you just hope nothing ever happens. And if something serious illness happens, you're going to have to come up with the first $5,000, $10,000.
Well, and
so these $100 deductibles and all that will be a thing of the past.
Yeah, and there are some people who say, well, then why am I even buying, say, health insurance for this? Because if I have to come up with the first $5,000 or $6,000 myself and I'm only making 25, 30 grand, I mean, I can't afford that anyway.
Obamacare put a penalty in if you don't buy health insurance now. So,
well, the thing about that is, of course, they can only take it out of your refund.
Right.
So they can't.
So that's a scenario. You make sure you don't have a refund coming.
Okay? That's right. Exactly. Now you wouldn't be covered, so that could be a problem. But for some people, they can't do it. Okay. But on the long-term care side, Terry, there are ways to. Perhaps.
Well, I brought up the health insurance side because the same thing is happening on the long-term care side.
It's a deductible is what it is.
We're going to end up, you know, designing, the insurance industry is going to end up designing products with where you share in a lot more of the cost along the way, but at least you'll have some catastrophic coverage.
Okay, so how does that work? I mean, what? You pay for the first...
Well, there's one idea out there right now. The insurance commissioners are having trouble getting it approved where one company is saying, look it. We'll just pay. We'll cover you once you've paid the first $100,000. So if someone has a $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 portfolio, and that's their only choice, they'll say, "All right, I'll buy that one. Uh-huh. I'll buy that policy where if something happens, I'll have to suck up $100,000 of my savings, my retirement account. But at least after that point, I'll be covered." And the insurance companies can afford to dramatically lower the cost of the annual premium on that type of case, knowing that they're off the hook for the first $100,000.
Yeah, and if you look at a situation where maybe it costs somebody $100 a day or $200 a day or something like that, they're looking at the numbers again, and they're saying, well, for $200 a day, I don't know how many days that is because I can't do the math in my head, obviously. But I mean, that could cover the first $100,000 could cover several months, if not a year plus, of coverage for somebody, depending on what type they get. And then, you know, how much longer is somebody usually in a convalescent place? I don't know what the average stay is, but it can't be more than a couple of years.
Well, that's why the insurance company can dramatically lower its costs. Let's use your example of $200 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $100,000 is, if I did the math in my head correctly, it's 500 days.
Okay, 500 days. So you're talking about a year and a little over a year and a half, something like that.
Right, so you're now insuring the first year and a half instead of the first 90 days like we used to.
Right.
We used to self-insure the first 90 days. Now you're saying, all right, and the average stay in a nursing home is about 3, so now the insurance company's only on the hook for maybe another year and a half until something happens, you know,
if
on
that,
average.
Right. If that, and it may not even be that.
So instead of that policy costing $3,000 or $4,000 a year per person,
mm-hmm.
was which they've gotten up to now.
Oh, yeah.
Per person, so $6,000-$7,000 a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, it might only cost you $900 or $1,000 a year for the premium. And people say, you know what, I can stomach that.
Well, they can.
So what I'm not saying, I don't want to go on record here today as saying that, you know, we can't insure ourselves for long-term care anymore. I'm just giving everybody an education here that, you know what, don't not quote it. I mean, you need to look at it. The other thing is, I'm talking about your average 55 or 60-year-old. Maybe when you do it at 55 and lower and look at it, the premiums are a little more affordable. Maybe there's a way to design an existing policy to be less expensive. But what you need to do is just be aware of the fact that it's going to be more and more expensive, and there are other opportunities out there. And if you're working with somebody that really understands the industry and knows the changes that are going on, they're going to give you all the options. The other option is you might just want to take $100,000 lump sum of cash that you and your wife are never going to spend in your lifetime anyways and buy one of these lump sum annuity
like a linked benefit kind of thing, or what?
It's real long-term care insurance. You just pay one time instead of every year.
And so you've given it to them, and then if such time as you need some long-term care,
it's there.
They'll kick in, and whatever's left over, if you don't happen to make it or whatever, you've got some form of a death benefit with the life insurance that's attached.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So there's lots of options. You need to explore them, and you need to explore them in your mid-50s to 60. It's really, really got to start.
You really should start right around your mid-50s, right?
Yeah. It's unfortunate when I get a call from a 74-year-old who says they want to look at long-term care now. Extremely expensive.
It is extremely expensive, and in some cases, they may not be insurable. Mm-hmm. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got room on the phones. Got some emails to get to at wealthed.com. We got some trivia and more coming up next when we return on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
This is Bucket Strategy Investing. This is the original Gimme Some Lovin', all right? This is a Stevie Winwood. Not the Blues Brothers version, but that's okay. We'll play you both versions. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, we're here till the top of the hour. We'll take more of your questions in just a couple of moments. I want to remind you that coming up tomorrow on this program, we're going to be talking about the basics of buckets. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. So we do mention buckets from time to time, in fact, quite a bit. We're all about strategy and risk and addressing risk. And it's one of the things that Terry Keyes and Professor Plum talk about when they go on the road. And they do these various workshops, retirement income strategies and challenges. And one of the things that we throw into there, of course, is buckets. We'll tell you about buckets in case you're wondering, you're new to it, you don't know how it works. Why is it helpful? What's the whole deal? So we'll cover the basics of that tomorrow on this program, most likely in the first hour. We'll cover just as much as we can. All right, Terry, we're going to hold off on the trivia for just a moment because I want to take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER, our number. Let's get back to the phone lines and go to Bart up next. Hello, Bart.
Hello, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Quick question on Series EE savings bonds. We started collecting these things back in 88 when my son was born, mm-hmm. with the idea that he could use them for education. But I want to give the bonds to him, but I don't know what to suggest that he does with them. If he doesn't use them for education, is there a strategy that he should maybe pull so much out every year and put in his Roth, or, you know, I don't know what to advise him on these things.
Well, you can do really any of the above. I mean, they're in the end, they're just worth money. There's some issues, though, first of all, of whose name are the EE bonds in?
They're in his name and either my name or my wife's name. So it's like a...
Okay.
Either, yeah.
How much and how much are we talking about? What's the value of the bond?
I think the total is about $17,000.
Wow, a fair amount. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the taxes have to be paid at some point. So I'm assuming you didn't pay the taxes as you went.
Right.
Right. So there's going to be the taxes due, and there's no way around it. You know, by putting into a Roth or anything like that doesn't avoid the taxes if that's what you're asking. So if you don't want,
I was just thinking the earlier he got started. I was thinking the earlier he got started on it,
yep.
the better as far as taking advantage of the compound interest. He's 28 now.
Yes, and I love Bart, I love a 28-year-old making sure they start a Roth and put as much as they can in. So if you redeem these in the tune of about $5,000 a year or so each year for the next 3 to 4 years,
mm-hmm.
which I don't have a problem with because you're going to do way better in some type of a nice investment for a 28-year-old than you are for the rate of return these EE bonds are going to give him. So,
right.
And you don't have to wait till the 30 years. I know that they're up. you can redeem them. So a good strategy, just thinking out loud here, would be to redeem them as you go, pay the taxes, and have him fund a Roth. I'm assuming
he has a job. I was just going to go there.
He does have a job, right?
Yes, he's in the military, so he's got a fairly low tax rate that he could probably absorb, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a year in paying the taxes on him.
Right. And I'm not sure to be honest, I'm sitting here thinking out loud, who owes the taxes based on whose name's on them right now, whether you owe it or he owes it.
Oh, well, I never even considered that.
I know. I started thinking of it, as we said, with both your names on it. I know if they're in his name all along, issued to him, but you said your name is on them as well?
Yeah, either me or my wife, I think. I'd have to see how they're written, but it's like his name or mine,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah, you bought them when he was born or when he was very young, right?
Right. And even the ones even the ones that people bought for my daughters, they only my daughters' names were on them, not mine was.
Well, I'm trying to remember because I had some bought for me, and I bought some for my kids when they were born, and I think both of our names are on it. But as I understand it, and I could be wrong, correct me if I am, it's actually my daughter when I bought it for her that they are. She's the one who has to pay taxes on them.
Yeah, I'm assuming if his name is the name on the bond, he's the primary bond holder, and you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he'll pay the tax as he goes. It's not bad. You're right. So pay a little income tax on $5,000 a year, redeem just enough to do a full Roth, and he obviously makes at least $5,000 a year in the military. I don't care what he does. So
right.
So yeah, I would help him, teach him how to do that. You'll wake up 4 years from now with close to $20,000 in a Roth account that'll just grow and. You'll be amazed what it'll be worth by the time he's ready to retire, especially if
right,
he can.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep, thanks. It's a good plan, Bart. Thanks for the call. So, that's not a bad idea. You've got to just come up with an idea of what to do with the money. Doubly bonds, they don't pay very good interest anyway. So.
No, but I recall when I bought them way back in the late 80s, about the same time that Bart had bought his, I think they were, you know, at the time probably paying around 5-6%.
Right, which I still think I can do better of in a Roth account than 4-5%.
Well, you can
certainly
you can over time. Now they're not paying that anymore.
No, they're paying 1.5 or something.
Exactly, and then they're going to stop paying anything here in probably another year or so, which is a good reason for Bart to be looking at this. Now, what he's looking to do? What though? He's looking for his to at least start his son on a savings track.
He didn't end up using them for college, so he's like, what do I do with these things? They're just sitting in a drawer. They're a nuisance. And I say, I like his idea. Put a love Roth on a 28-year-old.
Roth worked very well for a 28-year-old, mainly because of the time that he has. He's going to have probably another 35, 40 years.
Yep.
He's going to have, assuming, I don't know how long he's going to stay in the military, but he'll have a fairly good, if he stays in for at least 20 years, he'll have a fairly good retirement, a pension with the military. So it's not a bad thing at all.
And he has a TSP plan available to him in the military.
A thrift savings plan.
It's like the 401k for the government.
Yeah, and it's not actually all that
bad. You got trivia you can do in a minute and a half?
I was trying to see if I could do this in a minute and a half. I think I can. This is from the Chicago Booth School of Business.
Never heard of it.
Somewhere in Chicago, which is in Illinois. For every $1 increase in the value of a private residence during the 2002 to 2006 housing boom, households with credit scores no more than 600 borrowed and spent 40 cents. All right, for every $1 increase in the value of a private residence during the 2002 to 2006 housing boom, households with credit scores of 900 borrowed and spent 16 cents. So what this is saying, Terry, is that the lower your credit score, the more, we saw this, the more they wound up borrowing.
Absolutely. And using the money for all kinds of crazy things. Yeah.
Yeah. And
the famous home equity line.
Well, it's the home equity line. It's the teaser rate. I should have saved
the refinance,
that card.
Take cash out.
Yes. I should have saved that card.
Stated income loans.
I had, exactly. The liar loans is what they call it. I had a card that said you can pay 0.25% interest for the first year of this loan. Oh, and by the way, the interest is accruing while you're not paying.
But
you get into the home. There you go. Okay, that's your trivia for today. We're out of time. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll talk to you more off the air. Didn't get to all the emails, but we'll try to get to some more tomorrow when Terry Keyes joins us. If you want to talk to Terry Keyes or Professor Plum or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, you can reach them at the off-air number, 800-644-1150. For Terry Keyes, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.